that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
All right, I feel nice like sugar and spice. That's because I'm not in that nasty traffic they've been talking about on those traffic reports. I want to welcome Dr. Vinata Lokeshar. Dr. Vinata Lokeshar, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Hey, first of all, I want to start out with the fact that I know that cancer research has been your life and that finding all these new things out is just something that really gets you going. But when I say doctor, you're a PhD, right?
Yes, I have a PhD in cell and molecular biology.
Wow.
So I'm not a medical doctor. My patients are my cells and lab animals.
Wow. Listen, you were the smart person when I was in school, I can tell you that. Now, why did you pick cancer research?
Well, cancer is very personal for me because my father passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
The cancer, and not a day goes by that I want, the passion comes from there, that I want to make sure that my research will be helpful for somebody in my own lifetime. And if it doesn't, at least I have tried and I've given my best.
Well, how beautiful. How could anybody argue with that? I mean, a researcher who's motivated by that, I mean, I've got to be behind that. Now, let's talk about your research for a minute. You found some reasons to look at some compounds and they have some interest. That's about as big a softball as I can toss, doctor. It's all yours.
Well, with the passion that our research should be helpful for patients, I have been researching for a long time, trying to find tests that can detect cancer early, because if you can detect cancer early, there are many treatments that will be curative, and you don't have to worry about cancer or die from it or suffer bad consequences. So we started looking at molecules that are that were highly elevated in cancer, that promoted cancer, so we developed tests. And then because they promoted cancer, we wanted to see, now can we find compounds that get inhibited so that we can have a personalized cancer care for patients.
Wow, that sounds great. Now, when you study these compounds, you get them straight from some place that produces them versus where if I went and bought something over the counter, it might not be pure. Is that kind of right?
That's absolutely correct. You should be a scientist.
Oh, I just know him. I interview him, so I get smart. That's all.
Well, yes. For our study, this is a particular study that is published in the prestigious Journal of National Cancer Institute.
Cool.
We studied a compound called 4-MU or hypochromone, and it is on the internet. Yes, you can buy it. But for our study, we bought it from Sigma Chemicals, which is authenticity. They have quality control. And we tested this compound on human prostate cancer cells, and we found that they made the cells commit suicide.
Whoa! So sounds like a plus in the human world.
Absolutely. So then, but cells cannot be directly translated into patients. So what scientists like me do, they work on lab animals. So we worked on a prostate cancer mouse model, where these mice start developing prostate cancer when they reach puberty. And as they age, they start becoming, their prostate cancer progresses and it becomes lethal prostate cancer, and they ultimately die from this prostate cancer. So with our compound, we started the treatment at different stages. When the cancer was very low risk, we gave the started this treatment. These mice never developed prostate cancer.
Wow.
When we started giving the drug or the compound, as a patient would present it in a clinic where they had prostate cancer, so when these mice had prostate cancer, when we gave the drug, the tumor did not go further.
Wow.
We then started the treatment at a very late stage. For example, a patient would have advanced prostate cancer where they may have tiny, tiny foci of metastasis. When we started at that point, the compound still stopped the tumor growth and completely stop metastasis. In fact, in our study, none of the mice that were taking this drug ever developed metastasis.
Wow. Now, there's a point that I need to make right here, and that's that this is just research and that the research is what leads to new therapies, and that's why the work that Sylvester does every day is so exciting.
Absolutely, because it is in the mouse models that now that we have shown its promise, now this compound can be tested into clinical trials in patients where we can then test whether there is efficacy and whether there are any side effects. And
wow.
In our mouse study, we found that this compound was completely non-toxic, that it didn't have to have any side effects.
Wow, that's great. And, you know, it's things like this that make it so great that we have a research hospital in the middle of our city like U Health. And I'm so pleased that we get folks like you on our show to talk to us. And, you know, I gotta thank you for just breaking it down into just plain simple English and telling us how this painstaking process that takes you years, where people devote their whole lives, is really bringing some promising new ideas that could potentially lead to some treatments.
But thank you, because that's why my students, Travis Yates, Mr. Lopez, even my son, Som Lokeshwar, and Dr. Altman, we all burn midnight oil and work 3.5 years to do this study.
Well, I got to say is that I'm just really proud to be a part of the team, even if it's just helping people get the knowledge that this is hopefully on the way. Dr. Lokeshwar, we only have a couple of minutes. If somebody's out there suffering from cancer, what would you say to them right now about where your study is and what they should anticipate and the timing?
I hope that with our study, it will go into clinical trials,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully the clinical trials, if the clinical trials occurs, the patients can get enrolled in the clinical trials. But hopefully this compound will show the same results in patients as we found in our study, and hopefully it will be available. Since it's already a dietary supplement, it should be easy to be translated into clinical trials.
Wow, this is just absolutely super. You know, with the 8 million people every prostate cancer being identified every 18 minutes. I got my eights and my ones mixed up. You know, it sounds like it's really important. I know that every single guy I know, it's the one thing that terrifies them is the prostate cancer. So I want to thank you for all the guys out there for finding this. And the one thing that was a nuance is that this works on maybe other cancers too, right?
That is correct, because the molecules that it inhibits, that is, it stops its production in cancer cells, that molecule promotes cancer, all different types of cancers. And I work on bladder and kidney cancer, and we know that they do the same in bladder and kidney cancer. So it should have promise in other cancers as well.
Well, great. I've got to run, Dr. Lokeshwar. How'd I do today?
Oh, wonderful. And thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I wish you all the best, and I hope you will bring other people on your show as well from our U Health.
I sure will. And thank you so much for bringing your smile. I can hear it all the way through the telephone. We'll be right back after this. Got to get more doctors on like her, Dee.